Mr. Easton, education funding is up about $1 billion in this budget that lawmakers are working on. That must be good news for local school districts then.
This budget is definitely good news for local school districts. Schools over the last 4 years have just taken withering classroom cuts, and this budget is not enough to restore what's been cut, but it is enough that in most cases we think schools will probably be able to prevent making significantly more cuts.
Well, the amount of aid to individual districts obviously varies based on a rather complicated formula, but it looks like, at least in Erie and Niagara counties, every district, with the exception of one, is going to see more money this year than last year. What is that likely to mean in the classroom?
Well, that's very important. It's happening. It's important to understand why this is happening. This is happening because a lot of people across the state, including out in Western New York, have raised their voices, have complained to their legislators and the governor that the budgets the last several years just were hurting kids. And so we've seen all kinds of programs cut. Now with this budget, this will prevent cuts. This will prevent cuts to all kinds of things like arts, music, advanced placement courses, extra tutoring for students. It may not prevent every cut that every district has to look at, but in most cases, this will prevent a lot of cuts, and it's very positive to keep those programs in schools. Programs in schools make a permanent difference in students' lives, and so the state providing the funding necessary to keep those programs that are successful in schools going is of critical importance.
In districts where cuts have been made over the past couple of years, is this budget likely to allow them to restore those things?
No, this is not enough to restore those cuts. This is enough because districts were all on the trajectory to make more cuts. We've seen 4 years in a row of damaging classroom cuts. And frankly, we are anticipating a fifth year. But this budget looks like it will be enough to stem the tide and start to turn the corner on protecting what we have in our schools. And it looks like the state is hearing people and is starting to once again prioritize education.
What impact do you expect these increases to have on local school budgets coming up this spring?
Well, that will be very telling. When you have your school budgets are voted on in May all over the state, except in large cities like Buffalo, when the city council makes their decisions normally in June. I think you'll see districts not having to make the level of cuts that they were expecting to make, and this money will go into their budgets to protect the programs that they have, and hopefully most districts will escape without having to make any cuts at all.
And maybe also better able to live under the tax cap, which is still there.
Well, I mean, the tax cap is there, and districts are living under it regardless. The issue is that the students have been paying the price because the state aid has not been there. So we're recognizing that, you know, property taxpayers are tapped out. The only other options are to cut programs for students or add state aid. For the last 4 years, the state solution has been to cut programs for students. Now they're waking up and adding state aid at a level that can protect many programs.
We often hear about the challenges between wealthy districts and poor districts. Anything in this budget that kind of tries to level the playing field a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think this budget it certainly gives, you know, more money per pupil to poor districts than wealthy districts, but it really doesn't address the fundamental issue that the gap between wealthy and poor continues to rise. And so that's one of the issues that's been punted to the side by our state lawmakers, in that they have not adequately addressed that issue. A few years ago, they were serious about it, but we've lost that direction, and we need to get back on track.
All right, very good. Mr. Easton, thanks so much for your time.
Great. Thank you.
Billy Easton is the executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education. I'm Jim Ranney, WBFO News.